Welcome to Macquarie University's podcast, Leading Lights, showcasing the world-changing research that's happening on Macquarie University's campus every single day. We talk to the pioneering minds tackling some of the world's biggest challenges in science, technology, health, the economy, environment, and more. You can listen to this story and find many others about how Macquarie Uni's researchers are making a difference at the Lighthouse website at lighthouse.mq.edu.au. My name is Sean Britton and I'm speaking with Dr. Vince Polito, a researcher at Macquarie University's Department of Cognitive Science. Vince, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, good to be here.
Thanks to pop culture, we often think of hypnosis as a stage performance or a party trick meant to make people cluck like chickens and the like. How does real hypnosis differ?
Right, well, it's an interesting question. Certainly, there is some really strong ideas of what hypnosis is in popular culture and in the media, but we are also interested in hypnosis from a scientific point of view, and our take or our understanding of what hypnosis is and what it entails is a little bit different from that kind of entertainment perspective. Essentially, from a scientific point of view, we have quite a history of research in psychology and cognitive science about the way that people respond to a hypnotic induction and hypnotic suggestions, that shows that for particular people, hypnosis certainly doesn't work for everyone, but for susceptible people, hypnosis can lead to really quite remarkable changes in a person's memory, in their actions, in their beliefs, in a very temporary and reversible way. And so that means that we can use hypnosis in two different ways. We can, one sort of stream of research with hypnosis is really concerned with understanding how and why hypnosis works. But the other way that hypnosis research occurs is that we can use hypnosis as a tool or as a method for exploring other phenomena within psychology that we don't know enough about.
Again, coming at it from the perspective of a layperson, I've seen some programs saying they use hypnosis to help you quit smoking or lose weight. What are some conscious behaviors that can be altered through hypnosis?
Well, there is quite a good research literature showing that there are a number of things that hypnosis can be effective treatments for. So hypnosis can be quite helpful as a treatment for things like depression, for anxiety, other kinds of mental illness. But really what the research mainly shows, pain control actually is another one that hypnosis is very effective at. What the research mainly shows is that hypnosis is most effective as an adjunct to traditional therapies. So most clinical hypnotherapists, people who have learned about hypnosis but also have other skills as a psychologist or as a therapist. And so hypnosis is best used as an addition to other things that might happen in a therapeutic interaction anyway.
But not everyone is equally susceptible to hypnosis.
Right. So that's what's really interesting about the phenomenon of hypnosis and hypnosis research in particular is we talk about hypnotizability, which is someone's capacity to respond to hypnotic suggestions. And it's really clear that hypnotizability varies considerably across the population. So there's probably about 10 to 15% of the population that are what we would call high hypnotizable. These people respond very strongly to most suggestions, and they're people who are able to experience some of the more pronounced changes in cognition and memory in response to suggestions. There's probably a similar percentage, maybe 10 to 15%, who we would classify as low hypnotizable. These people have almost nothing happen in response to hypnotic suggestions, very little change in their experience. And so they're not really able to experience many of the things that are associated with hypnosis. And they certainly would have less impactful experiences, say, of a hypnotic therapy or something like that. Now, that leaves a big chunk of people, about 70 to 80% of the people, who fall somewhere in the middle. So most people are probably in this category of what we'd call medium hypnotizable. And that means that they, if they were to go into a hypnosis session, would probably experience some, but certainly not all of the suggestions. So we think about hypnotic suggestions as having different levels of difficulty. So, for example, easy suggestions are mainly suggestions to do with motor movements, feeling a change in the way someone might move their arm or their leg. Or a very simple, very common hypnotic suggestion is that someone's eyes are going to feel very heavy and close. And so someone who's medium hypnotizable probably would be able to experience those kinds of things in a hypnotic session, but probably wouldn't experience more complicated suggestions such as, you know, marked changes in memory or perceptual changes, something like that.
As opposed to conscious behaviors, your research has been looking into affecting automatic responses. Firstly, what are automatic behaviors?
Right. So one of our recent studies was really looking at the way that hypnosis can influence behaviors that we'd otherwise think to be automatic. So an automatic behavior is a behavior that someone typically isn't able to influence deliberately. So the specific example that we looked at in our study was that there's a task from earlier research called the clever hands task. And the way this experiment works is that participants were given a whole series of trivia questions. And these trivia questions were very, very simple. Things such as, is the sky blue? So I'm talking really very easy questions. And they had to give either a yes or no answer to each of these questions. Now, in the original Clever Hands task, this was an experiment that was conducted outside of hypnosis. It had nothing to do with suggestion or anything like that. But people were instructed to go through these trivia questions, but not to give the correct answer, and instead just to respond randomly to every question. And there are about 30 or 40 questions in this task. At the end of the experiment, participants were asked to estimate how random they had been during that task. And nearly everyone rates themselves as responding quite randomly. People in this task believe that they have followed the instruction and that they have given random responses. But actually, when the results were analyzed, people were answering correctly to about 80% of those questions. So even though they thought they were responding randomly, actually in that task, people give the correct answer. It's like the knowledge of the correct answer influences a person's behavior without them realizing that that is happening. And the way that we get to automatic behavior in this study is that the original experimenters tried a number of manipulations, such as adding a time limit for people to respond, or offering financial rewards for people who are able to give more random answers. Now, those two things, adding a time limit or introducing a financial reward, are well established as good methods for increasing someone's control if a behavior is controllable. But in this particular experiment, those manipulations didn't have any effect. People still responded quite correctly, but thought they were responding randomly. So the interpretation of that is that that pattern of behavior, giving correct responses when the answers is known, is automatic behavior. It's not something that someone is able to consciously control. So we wanted to see if we could use hypnosis as a way of changing that pattern of automatic behavior. So in our experiment, we set up the same kind of design. People had the same trivia questions, but rather than just tell people to respond randomly, we got high hypnotizable participants and we gave them hypnotic suggestions that we thought might influence their pattern of responding. And we tried a number of different suggestions, but essentially we found that there were particular hypnotic suggestions that were able to create a pattern of random responding. So that what that meant was that hypnosis was able to overcome this automatic tendency to respond correctly when other manipulations haven't been able to do that.
Alien control. Could you explain to us what that is, what that means?
Alien control is a name that's given to a pattern of behavior. You could think about it almost as a type of delusion that occurs in conditions such as schizophrenia or psychosis. And when someone is experiencing alien control, they feel like the movements of their body are not generated by themselves, that there's some external entity that's causing their movement. So in some of the case reports, a person might feel like their arm movements, say, are caused by a ghost or by a next door neighbor or a doctor. There's some sometimes very unusual explanations for the cause of the movement, but the essential feature of that condition is someone feeling like their body movements are caused by an external entity.
Now, the results in this case, with even the highly suggestible people, you have called quite unusual. Why is that?
Well, the way that kind of ties into our research is that I mentioned earlier that we used a few different kinds of hypnotic suggestions to see if we could change the pattern of behavior that people experienced in that clever hands task. And we modeled some of our hypnotic suggestions on disturbances, what we call disturbances in agency, that we come across in different clinical conditions. So to explain that a little bit, when we talk about a disturbance of agency, what I mean there is a situation in which someone feels like the normal way in which they control their movements or that they cause events in the environment to occur is disturbed. So a sense of agency is just a feeling of causing an action to occur. And the alien control symptoms that I was describing earlier are a really extreme example of a clinical disturbance of agency. So this is where someone really has a strong sense that their normal movements are not caused by themselves in the usual way. So in our hypnosis experiment, in one of our conditions, the hypnotic suggestion that we used was based on these kind of clinical cases of alien control. So we gave a suggestion to our participants that they would feel the movements of their arm occurring as if they weren't caused by themselves, but were caused by some external source. And it was actually that suggestion that was the most effective at leading people to respond randomly. So what's going on here is that we're giving people a particular strategy by which to respond through our hypnotic suggestion. And that suggestion was able to create a pattern of behavior that didn't follow the normal, what we had thought would be automatic pattern of responding. People with that suggestion were able to give very genuinely random responses.
Is there any sort of applications you think this research might branch into?
Well, it's really interesting to think about how this might be used in a therapeutic context or in a future research context. So there has been a few different studies that have found similar kinds of results in that there do seem to be some situations in which specific hypnotic suggestions can lead to overcoming patterns of automatic behavior. And so that seems like it may be useful for therapeutic contexts where the problematic behavior feels automatic. So something like addiction, say, could be an example where that might happen, or different kind of psychosomatic conditions where someone is making actions or patterns of actions that they usually don't feel that they have too much control over. It might also be, you know, it might also have useful implications even for less complicated conditions, but just something like depression, where someone feels that they don't have a lot of control over what they're doing just because they feel so down, or they don't have a strong subjective feeling of self-efficacy and ability to change their behavior or circumstances.
Vince, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks a lot.